This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Tuesday night, so it's time for Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen Special. Now, here's your host, Teresa Velasquez.
Hello, hello. Happy New Year to everyone. And this is World's Classic Miss Universe Tourism 2020-21. And my name is Teresa Velasquez. I have some guests tonight, and we're going to be talking about our New Year's resolutions. And what do we think of, what are we most grateful for in 2020? And then some other questions. I do have Deborah on the line. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Teresa. I'm Deborah.
Hi, how you doing?
By the way, of course. Full name, Deborah Hammer. You know they go out there. How are you doing?
Great, great. Deborah, do you have any social media that people can find you?
Well, actually, not right now. I have a website, but I need to be updated, so we won't worry about that right now. But
okay, yeah, that would be nice.
I'm on the New Day page with you, of course, and going from there, going forward, of course, we are talking about New Year's resolutions. You wanted to talk about that tonight. So do you have anything that you were going to talk about first?
Well, my... would be cleaning my garage.
That's an age of
piling up in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then I want to do more fun projects with friends. I had talked to Lakeisha about that and entering some of the fun festivals, film and music festivals. There's thousands of those to enter. So I want to start doing some more fun projects, videos. As you know, Lakeisha is a script writer, so I had asked her to write something for us, and we can start there. So that would be mine. What's yours?
Well, yeah, of course, I do writing too, Teresa. You might want to mention that. We did radio theater together for a long time. Of course, Lakeisha's was part of the radio TV department for a long time also here at Delta College. We had a good time together, but regarding resolutions, my main thing, and I hear this a lot from people, especially now with what's going on with COVID-19, all the people are home a lot thinking. My main concern and my resolution is to stop doing that overthinking and to think, replace a bad thought or a negative thought with a good thought or a more positive thought. And I find myself doing that, and I was just looking at ways to possibly stop myself from doing that kind of thing. And I hear it all the time. I heard today from somebody, and I was watching the news, and people were always talking about how they're alone and they're so thinking more than they used to. And, of course, there's so much to be upset about. That's true. But to keep this uplifting, I want to let you know that, you know, I found ways to try and stop myself from doing that. One way, I thought about a book by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking. It was way back in 1952 when it was first published. It's been out for a long time, Teresa, and it's been very popular for years. Millions of copies have sold. And that's a good book to refer to. When you find yourself thinking negatively and overreacting and can't get off the merry-go-round, you know, where your thoughts are just going around and around. And I know myself doing that the other day, and I thought, wait a minute, I just have to stop this. So I thought I'd find the book again. It was on my shelf. And I highly recommend it to those who are going through that. I did today to a man I encountered today, a neighbor, and he said he was talking a little bit about that, but many people have told me that they do this. So it's a good book to refer to people to, and I just recommend that as far as going to guidepost.org also. For those.
And what's the name of it again?
Well, The Power of Positive Thinking is the name of the book by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. That's capital P-E-A-L-E. He was around for years. He was a pastor for 52 years of a church in New York City. But he went on to fame by his writing and his skills in communicating these thoughts to other people. And he began as a newspaper reporter, but he had inferiority complex, as you would call it, an inferiority complex where he had to learn to overcome that himself. And through prayer and figuring out ways to visualize himself successful and doing well, but largely through prayer, so it's very Bible-based. So again, he wrote that in 1950, well, it was published in 1952, and became a bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list. And it's just gone on throughout the years. He passed away in 1993 at age 95. But his legacy has lived on through Guidepost Magazine that he founded with his wife and another person. And it began in 1945. It just is a good place to go if you are upset and need that kind of a kind of comfort and a way to figure it out. And I recommend going to Guideposts, GUIDEPOSTS.org. We can find this material if you're interested. He gives practical advice to, like, picturing yourself in a serene setting, you know, visualizing yourself there. And, of course, Bible verses. One of his favorites is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And other ones, too, with God, all things are possible, and so forth. And also a movie was made about Dr. Peel called One Man's Way. This goes along with Hollywood Connections, right? Way back in 1963, his initial debut in theaters was actor Don Murray. He did a masterful job of portraying Dr. Peel, who was still around at the time. This came out in 1963, and it's just a wonderful movie I recommend also. If you can find that, it really shows, the performance shows a lot about how Dr. Peel gave sermons, and there's a powerful scene in the movie of a girl trapped in a building that had exploded in New York City. This really happened. And there was no way to get to safety. Nobody could help her, Teresa, except by going across a long wooden plank that happened to be there to get to the other side to another open window. And as a newspaper reporter back at that time, he was really shy, but he saw this going on. And he stood there and he watched this happening, and she had absolutely no way to get to safety. No fireman could help her. Nobody could get up there. And the movie has this dramatic scene where he guided her by giving her that faith and confidence down below. And she was crying out, I can't do it, to crawl across the board, people were telling her. I can't, I'm afraid. And she was just crying hysterically. And he stood up and he said to her, you're not alone up there. And then he called her Mary in the movie. God is with you. He's always promised to be with you. And she stopped and listened to that. And he told her,
right,
to reach out as though you're reaching out into the hand of God. And she was still scared. You know, the fire was, there were explosions behind her. She had this plank to walk across or crawl across. I think we both...
Yeah, you believe you're a Christian yourself, so
yeah, it was
you have believe in the Lord and you church goer and all that. It's a good thing. I'm like that, too. I love to do projects, you know, having to do... In fact, Lee Knox, I was going to play a song in a little while. In a minute or two, I'm going to play a song during the storm. Bobby, are you there?
I am.
Yeah, Bobby. I'm going to play during the storm, but I wanted to say a few things. This song is from Lee, and he has he wrote this song. He's a composer, musician. Lee, are you around?
He is not on the line.
No, okay. But I told him I was going to play this song for him. So I'm going to do that. But I love to do, I did a project, God He Is, and that was one of his songs. I bought a license from him. But he is a great musician, singer, composer. So I'd like to play this song during the storm. Do you have the song, Bobby?
It's ready.
Yeah, okay.
Testimony.
So that's Lee's song. It's beautiful.
Nice.
It's During the Storm, and you can buy his music. So we'll play a little bit more at the end of the show. Lakeisha, are you there?
Her line is still in.
Hello?
Hello, Lakeisha? Is this Juan?
This is Juan.
Hi, Juan. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. How's your New Year going?
Fantastic. Happy New Year to
you and
your family.
Hey, what's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to bring this poetry of motion theory to the general public.
And right, you've been working on that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm stuck with it because I think we all need it at this stage of the game. With this coronavirus and this political game. Am I coming out clear?
Right. Are you doing some virtual stuff with it? Are you doing virtual instruction with it?
Well, right now it's just defining the details so like that people can understand the logic behind it. So I don't want
right.
to just put it out there to look pretty. I want to make sense of it all. We're talking about topics of the self-improvement course. You know, how do you pay attention to your frequency, the spirit within you? You know, it's a self-improvement course because it allows you to get in tune to your senses. And I think it's made a wonder, you know, it's kind of like using the frequency, but really paying attention to the frequency you're sending out.
Right.
That's how it applies to everybody. In the medium of dance, if you think about it, dance is the sense of expression, right? What
right.
are we expressing? We're expressing music. Our body is responding to a frequency. But isn't that the case in everything?
Right.
You know, we think,
so you've been working, we've known each other for years. You've been working on this this book for a while, and I'm sure you have a lot of knowledge and experience because you and I have go back like 30-something years, and we've danced professionally together and, you know, performed showcases, taught together. So we know the business.
I think we took a gold on international, right?
Right, we did a lot of things together. So all that, you know, helps in writing your book because you're speaking from experience and knowledge. And so I'm sure it's going to turn out really great in the moment, you know, when you're done with it because you have a lot to offer, you know, the industry especially. You want to share that with the industry and, of course, everybody else. Do you have a website that people can go to?
Well, that's what we're refining at this moment right now. But right now you can reach me at Juan Cabral Facebook. And, of course, through
Facebook,
you,
right?
Terry. You know, if
and that's Juan Cabral.
Juan Cabral. C-A-B-R-A-L.
Right, spell it. Spell it.
A-L. C-A-B-R-A-L.
Right.
Right.
So they can find you on Facebook and check out all the things that he's done over the years, the videos, right,
yeah.
And all the projects.
You know, Terry, this conversation, if we get some inquiries, I think they can also, you know, follow through with you. We connect, and I'm actually interested on taking a trip to San Diego and have a live broadcast with Presence, you know, and then also show the people what we have done and what we can do physically. Demonstrate
right.
the theory on dance, you know, and how to relate to the intimacy. I think people need to get acquainted with that intimacy of it all. Couples need it, you know. I mean, singles need it because, again, it's a dance within you. And that's the frequency that generates the success in your life.
Right.
That sounds awesome.
Maybe we could go to one of the red carpet events and, you know, show them what you do and things like that. Well, I have to talk to Dawn about it. Do something.
Well, set it up for the next red carpet.
Yep.
Because if we know in advance,
yeah, because she goes to them. She goes to a lot of them, and that's what I want to do. I'm gonna be working with Lakeisha. Lakeisha, are you around right now?
She dropped off the line.
Okay, yeah, because she has a lot of kids. Every time I call her, she's like with her 20 kids. So it's that she has a lot of children. She has like 6 kids, and she's always she's an amazing mom. But anyway, she and I are working on a project together, and hopefully. Get it done and send it off to one of the festivals. But there's so many festivals, and Dawn works. She does a lot of festivals too. She goes and she interviews 6 celebrities there. But she gets nominated. She's been nominated for the Christian Film Festival, as you know.
Wow.
And so you know, we can maybe plan something together. I'll have to talk to her about it. That would be fun. Maybe get you know and let you know when and. The possibility of you flying over there, because I know you're from Oklahoma. So, and she has a lot of her events in Florida. Have you been to Florida?
Well, I think the plans of travel is we were actually planning to go to Florida. We were actually thinking, except the corona hit, to be in San Diego.
Ah.
So the idea is this, you know, because through the medium and through your connections, Terry, is that we can come together to expand. And once everything is packaged and everything, then, you know, the idea of going out to the public is to go out with substance, not just another diet plan. You know, I want it to last the best of time.
Yeah, maybe I was thinking maybe you could do some video, send it over to one of the festivals, because there's so many festivals. And then perhaps, you know, sell your book there, perhaps. I mean, we can talk to Dawn about
that.
That
would be a good idea.
So,
but, you know, when
I think it's a good idea.
But I like the idea because when I was listening back to the last interview we had, you had a video on the set as we were broadcasting. And I think it would be ideal that we're there live present. I think it would be pretty exciting to see you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, especially nowadays, we need to find some kind of connection because as we're all living this chaos, it's depriving us from being connected, and it's a human necessity to be connected.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing I'm missing a lot of because we're doing a lot of virtual stuff. We're online all the time, and I definitely like the social media, but you still need that connection, and that's one thing that ballroom dancing does for you. You know, you get together with people, you have fun, and you share good times together. It's healthy for you. I wrote about that in my book, and it's necessary to interact, to be with people, to socialize. And right now we're so afraid of everything. It's putting on masks and gloves and gel and distancing ourselves but even with all that, some of these dance schools are still open, the Arthur Murray's and all that.
Yeah, because it's like it's a human necessity, I tell you.
Yeah.
It's like we need to be connected some way. You're not gonna take that away from us. It's a need of being connected, you know, and although
human,
we're in the new technology age of this medium, we're still looking for have that compassion in one another. And I think that's what, to me, it's like almost, I don't want to get into that religious factor, but it is a spiritual enlightenment, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But it's through the dance, though, see? So it's got nothing to do with biblical or nothing like that. It actually has everything to do with being present. Because
it's a wonderful thing. It is a wonderful thing. So, is there anybody else that would like to share their opinions or their views? Anybody there?
Well, I'm still here, Lakeisha. I mean, Teresa.
What do you think, Deborah?
I just want to say how grateful I am. Interesting here to listen to you, Juan, about dance that's very therapeutic, and I admire anybody who's musically has talent like that. It's hard to do, and everybody can't do what you do. And I also want to mention things I'm grateful for just briefly, and it wasn't a lot in 2020, but I am grateful for the ones who continue to volunteer. You know that, I'm sure you feel that way too, Teresa and Juan. The ones in our area, you know, Teresa, our St. Mary's Dining Hall, continue to make sure that people didn't go hungry. And First Baptist Church did a remarkable job of donating canned food items, making sure that people in need got those food items. Even at Delta College, they partnered with them, Bread of Life, the organization that makes sure that people have enough canned food items and aren't going hungry in this area. And also not only St. Mary's Dining Hall, but of course, the Emergency Food Bank out here. So I just want to applaud them and show my appreciation that way tonight, that they continue to help, even though it's dangerous out there. They practice social distancing and all that, but they're still not giving up and still want to help other people. So
absolutely. I wanted to add to that. I do, I've been doing fun runs, you know, the 5Ks and all that. There's one coming up for cancer. It's at St. Joseph's, Fun Run Walk and Run for Wellness. And so I'll be doing that between January 28th and January 31st. And anybody could do it. They'll supply you with the T-shirt, bandana, and race bib, and so forth. You just go pick it up. And, you know, it's virtual. So, and also, you know, you don't have to be in a specific place. It could be right in front of your house. It could be at a mall. It could be at a park. And you just, you know, video and that kind of thing. But it's going towards something good, and you can stay active through this, you know, all these times. You don't have to stay at home. You know what I mean?
That's so important.
So it's for a good cause, like you said, Deborah, and we can all do our part in that, of course.
Oh, I want to mention, too, not to leave them out, probably a Baptist Church is a special project in this area, too, special project. But all these people have been serving. I'm so grateful for you, Teresa, what you're doing. And also what all these people I've mentioned could think of today have been doing. I may have left somebody out. But, no, I mean, it's been challenging times for everybody. And, again, I just want to thank them. And you.
Yeah. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you so much. Bobby, could you play the song for Lee during the storm?
Will do.
God bless you guys. And, Juan, I'll talk to you more about our some projects, okay?
You got it, girl. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's never hurt like this. I'm sure there'll be a scar. Feels I've taken all the risk, and I'm unsure about tomorrow. See, the thing about these times, it's not my first rodeo. The Holy Spirit reminds me to never let go. Cause you were made for this, to be a testimony. Me.